Welcome to another edition of our Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy, and on Friday night, it was a tough game for the Scott City Beavers as they dropped a tough one to the Southeast Sling Trojans in the District 6 Championship game by the final score of 40-6. Southeast Sling came in undefeated at 6-0 on the year, and they were ranked as high as number 3 in Class 3A in some polls, and knew that it was going to be a tall task for Scott City against a very good physical Southeast Sling team, and it proved to be a tough one from the get-go. And as Scott City dropped to 5-3 on the year, they are second place in District 6. Coming into Friday night, both defenses are pretty stout, and neither team had given up a first quarter of score all season long, but that changed early with Southeast Sling. And speaking of the Trojans, we get started here. They have had 5 non-offensive touchdowns this year, including a couple of kickoff returns, and they almost took it the distance on the opening kickoff of the ball game.
It's underway. It's a low shorter kick, but on the bounce poke. 10, 15, right side, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. It's a foot race, 40, 35 inside the 30. Isaac Tarango stops him at the 29-yard line.
Southeast Sling started at the Scott City 29-yard line to begin the ball game, and a good offense like Southeast Sling, you don't definitely want to give them short field, but that was the unfortunate part. But Scott City had their chances to get a stop there, and on 4th down and 7, the Trojans would find enough room to get the first down.
4th down and about 7 from the Scott City 16-yard line. Bunch formation. Gephardt will revert or keep it left. Sadio, he breaks through one, now looks downfield. A flat comes out, throws late pass. It's going to be caught, but it'll be for a first down inside the 10 to Eli Harris, but there is a flag on the play.
And after a face mask penalty on the Scott City, a 5-yard, that'd be half the distance to goal. The Trojans would score one play later after they converted a 4th down.
First and goal at the 4-yard line here with 9:10 to go first quarter. Handoff up the middle, Banks, in, touchdown Southeast of Saline. And for the first time this year, the Scott City defense gets scored on in the first quarter, and the Trojans lead at 6-0 with 9:08 to go first quarter.
It would be 8-0 there for Southeast of Saline after they had a 7-play, 29-yard drive at 2 minutes 52 seconds. Jackson Gephardt ran in the 2-point conversion. They used a swinging gate most of the time on their 2-point conversions at formation. 8-0 Trojans lead. Scott City would get a first down on a neutral zone infraction on Southeast of Saline on 3rd down and short, but the Beavers would go 3 more plays and then have to be forced to punt. With 6:17 to go first quarter, Southeast Sling with the ball thrown 28, up 8-0. They would get a first down on 2 plays, but then on 3rd down after Scott City sack, the Trojans would try to get the first down, but they'd fall a little bit short.
Downs 3rd and 18 at their own 35. They lead 8-0, under 5 to go first quarter. Receivers bunched right and left to the formation. It'll be a play fake. Gephardt has all kinds of time. Now steps up, throws it backside, wide open, making the catch, and Serrano makes a nice open field tackle on the Landon Allen.
A good stop there for the Scott City defense on 3rd down. Came to find out after the ball game that Landon Allen is actually a first cousin of Scott City junior linebacker fullback Cale Wheeler, and found that out after the ball game. But anyways, Scott City forced the Trojans to punt for the first time at their own 48, and Scott City would get the ball back at their own 27 with 4:32 to go first quarter. Unfortunately, the Beavers would begin a series of 3 and outs in the ball game, and they would be punting and punt it back to Southeast Sling with about 2:50 to go first quarter. The Trojans would get a good punt return, and their second special teams play of the night was a big one as well.
Beavers to punt for a second straight series here tonight. It'll be Welker. He'll stand at his own 11-yard line to take the next snap. 2 to return. It'll be Jackson Gephardt as well as Michael Murray. Good snap. Plenty of time for Welker to boom this one away. Wobbly kick. It's going to be caught by Gephardt at the 46. Left side, 50, 45. Inside the 40, and he's going to be down. Oh, late flag.
An unfortunate late flag there on Scott City. Moved the ball to the 22-yard line. So Southeast of Saline in prime position to take a 2-score lead. With 2:50 to go first quarter, and the Trojans would cash in on just 2 plays to go up 2 scores.
So first and goal just inside the 3, with 2 minutes to go first quarter, and Scott City down 8-0. It'll be a handoff to Banks up the middle, who lowers his shoulder, leans forward. He should be down just short of the goal.
He
They're going to give him
the ball.
They're going to give him the touchdown.
Oh, I thought he fumbled the ball.
Oh, man. 2:58 to go first quarter. He may have fumbled it after he crossed the plane. Banks with his 9th touchdown of the year, and it's 14-0 Trojans.
Banks did barely get in there for the touchdown to make it 14-0 there with 1:58 in the first quarter. And the Southeast Saline convert the 2-point conversion from Jackson Gephardt to Tyler Breeding. 16-0 was the score there, and that would be the score at the end of the first quarter there. And the Trojans were leading 16-0. Scott City would be 3 and outs on their next series as well. Would go about 9 yards. They were a yard shy of the first down with punt late in the first quarter. We'll pick up next in the second quarter. This is Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City here on WesternKansasNews.com.